From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Nearly all farm workers in a recent Florida study were dehydrated at the end of their shifts, and more than half were still dehydrated the following morning. MorningAgClips.com reports the study used urine samples collected three times a day to assess the risk of dehydration over 5 days at a vegetable farm in southern Florida. A total of 111 workers participated in the study, which is published in the journal Environmental Research. The Justice Department's Antitrust Division and Federal Trade Commission submitted favorable comments to the U.S. Copyright Office advocating for regulations that would facilitate the right to repair. The agencies want to allow consumers and businesses to repair their own equipment. The agencies say that renewing and expanding repair-related exemptions would promote competition in markets for replacement parts, repair, and maintenance service. The Fertilizer Institute thanks the U.S. Senate for introducing bipartisan legislation to include phosphate and potash in the final list of the critical minerals of the Department of the Interior. TFI says the legislation will recognize the importance of ensuring a strong and sustainable domestic fertilizer supply for American farmers. The U.S. imports about 95% of its potash needs, the bulk of which comes from Canada. Only 14 countries in the world produce potash.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.